This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody working on the third watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, and that's everybody, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. And you can follow us on Twitter at Captain's America. Now, don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us from California out there, it's the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. And good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Kyle, the Surgeon General, came out yesterday and said that he does not rule out extending the vaccine mandate to small businesses.
Yes, we heard that.
Now, that is nuts.
Well, that's right. And this actually would, again, apply to businesses
less than 100 employees.
That's right, that have less than 100 employees. This first mandate, which is, of course, being challenged, there's also a temporary stay on it right now, over 100 employees. And so, of course, when the president first announced it, a lot of people thought, well, wait a minute, if it's just companies with over 100 employees, does that leave some kind of gap? In other words, they questioned the logic of it all. But here we go. The possibility is not off the table. And, you know, Captain, again, we're not going to see, the wrath of the American business person and so forth, like we've never seen it before, with this kind of thing, because first and foremost, we don't know that the president has even the authority to do this. Again, not about the efficacy of the vaccine itself or whether or not people should get vaccinated or any of these kinds of things, but whether or not they can do this kind of overreach. Because if they can do this kind of overreach here, they're going to do it somewhere else. And by the way, the Surgeon General Murphy said, quote, what's really hurting the economy is actually COVID itself. And he went on to say the mandate is, quote, a necessary step to accelerate our pathway out of the pandemic. Well, you know, Captain, maybe a good pathway to get out of the pandemic is to do kind of what we see happening in Florida, number one.
Yeah.
And number two, win the hearts and minds. The Biden people have given up on this, and they're going to go with the coercion step. I hate to see what's going to come after this if people don't quote, fall in line. You know, what are they going to do next? But again, it's a constitutional question, not a medical question at this point.
Well, you're right, unfortunately. Now, the Rasmussen Reports poll came out yesterday, a couple of them actually, and one of them said two-thirds of the voters don't believe illegal immigrants have a right to sue the U.S. government. They should get no settlement payments to families separated at the border. I just explained to you why a lot of that happened, and I'll explain it again in a minute. And most think that the proper amount is zero. Now, remember, folks, the reason the Trump administration separated these people to begin with is because they did a DNA test. And when they couldn't match the DNA, they knew they weren't related.
But you see, that doesn't fit the narrative of to be outraged at, remember the idea of the kids in cages and all that? But that was under Obama, right? They built the cages then. But it's the outrage factor. They separated the children from the parents, and that's why the president the other day was sort of overdoing it with pointing his finger and screaming at the reporters. Because this is the narrative they're trying to generate. And of course, you remember he got in, well, the previous administration did this and yada, yada, yada. But, again, people, at least the people in news media, don't seem to want to have the nuanced, a story come out where people really get it in context.
Yeah. And a second Rasmussen Reports poll that came out said that now only 30% say the U.S. is going in the right direction.
Well, I know you are, and I am, and many of our listeners are incredibly worried about this 30%, Captain. Who could possibly think?
About 20% too high.
Yeah, no kidding. And normally, the idea that we're heading in the right direction under these circumstances, seeing what we're seeing every day now, that would typically have been a fringe element who believes, well, we got to tear down this system, and this is wrong, and all this kind of stuff. But regular people who have to go to work every day and want to succeed and all this, they know we're on the wrong track. There's just no doubt. And this poll proves it.
Yeah, and depending on where you go, one aspect of the poll is 89% of the Republicans believe the country's on the wrong track, and 73% of the independents. And when it comes to the Democrats, 34% believe the country's on the wrong track, which is still a lot higher than what it has been.
Right, but you mentioned the key thing, the independence.
Yeah.
And, Captain, this is all contributing to the idea of don't even think about running again, Joe Biden, because nobody will support you for doing that.
Yep. All right. I hear the music. Hold that thought, folks. When we come back, we'll have a lot more to talk about here, and I'm going to see if I can get this in here real quick. Here we go.
You're listening to source material for the early shows. This is the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce between 2 and 6 a.m.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Live from Tampa Bay, Florida, it's the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. You can talk to the captain toll-free, 1-877-969-8600. Call now.
All righty. Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy. That's Jeff in Sarasota, by the way. I will see him tonight, maybe today for lunch, but I certainly will see him tonight at the Sarasota Patriots event there at the Covenant Church on McIntosh at 6:30. I'll be there from 6:30 to 8:30 tonight in Sarasota. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends over at MyPillow. That's MyPillow.com. That's all you got to do is go to that website, MyPillow.com. Take a look at all the stuff that's there, especially on the homepage, and it'll always have the price. It'll say with promo code to get the price that's there. You'll be saving a bunch of money on everything. Promo code is always going to be Captain. Now, if you want to see even more great savings, you can go to their radio listener specials page, which you'll see an embossed link there for that. You click on that, you go to the page, there'll be at least 24, maybe 30 items over there. And again, promo code is always Captain. Now, if you don't want to use the internet, but you want to order something, and you don't want to put your credit information, all that, in the internet, and I thoroughly get that, then they have a phone number you can call. The number is 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. You will actually talk to a live person, and you can ask them any questions you want. You can place your order that way. And again, they'll ask you for your promo code. Your promo code is always going to be Captain. So, MyPillow.com, the website, promo code Captain, telephone number 800-641-5459. They've got all kinds of stuff there for Christmas time, believe me when I tell you, and you're going to love it. You're going to love it, love it, love it. Okay, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, I want to talk about Terry Bradshaw. Somebody's going to say, well, what the hell are you talking about him for? He's a football guy. Well, yeah, but here's what he did the other day that nobody said much of anything about. He actually stood up and defended Aaron Rodgers, who is being gone after by the woke crowd because of the fact that he won't take the vaccine. And they actually think that he broke protocol, and they're talking about banning him for the rest of the season so he can't play football in Green Bay this year, which is not a smart thing. I'm sure the people in Green Bay would be out in the streets over that one. But the NFL pregame show host, Terry Bradshaw, who is actually football's Walter Cronkite for football people, when he says what he says, people listen to it, and he's saying that Green Bay quarterback Aaron Rodgers is being unfairly targeted by the mainstream media and the woke culture.
Well, I know that Terry Bradshaw, I think, also he went after Rodgers a little bit as well because of the differentiation between the terms vaccine, vaccinated, and immunized. So that's also causing a little bit of a kerfuffle with the notion that Rodgers had been somehow vaccinated earlier in the year.
But he had gotten COVID.
Right, exactly.
So he's developed an immunity.
That's the thing. And again, this is where we have...
And you're not recognizing that.
Precisely. Because if we're going to do science, now, I'm not a scientist, but it would seem to me that the way that we find out things using the scientific method is being squelched quite severely. And so I'm not saying one thing one way or the other per se, but if we can't even ask those questions, if we can't have actual scientists, in other words, and I'm not trying to be funny, but it seems like we need to get some scientists and let them try to help figure out this problem. Because everything we get from the Biden administration or from Dr. Fauci, for example, just is do what we say, listen, ask no questions, and if you ask questions, now you're just not on board. You're not a team player, But I think the American people deserve to know real answers to the questions.
Yeah. By the way, a crushing 2/3, actually 72% of the independents disapprove of Joe Biden's job performance. They don't care at all for what he's doing.
Well, this is so key because those independents, they mean the differences in elections. That's for sure. And, Captain, if we keep going down this road, or they keep going, the Democrat administration keeps going down this road, and AOC keeps going down the same road, and everybody, they all keep doing what they're doing, it's going to be a real epic turnover in and to use a football term, by the way, a turnover in 2022 for, I think, the House and the Senate by far. But I have a feeling they'll keep doing what they're doing. I don't think they're going to learn from any of these mistakes, as we've seen recently. Now, they will try to tout the passage of the infrastructure bill as some kind of win, but I don't think it's as tangible as they think, because what's tangible is buying gas, buying milk, bread. Okay, and what's tangible is when the inflation keeps going up, and used cars are selling for more than their original sticker price, all this kind of thing. That's tangible, and that's not going to change anytime soon. I hate to say.
Yeah, while I'm reading this, look in the chat room and see what just got posted.
That's right. Well, we said the magic word.
Yep.
And Jeff in Sarasota.
Little Dr. Fauci.
With a little Dr. Fauci, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Now, a committee investigating the January 6th Capitol attack has issued subpoenas for six associates of former President Donald Trump who were involved in his efforts to overturn his defeat in the 2020 election, further escalating the panel's probe into the origins of the violent attack. Now, this is a little tit-for-tat stuff, and hear me out on this one. Mm-hmm. John Durham is getting very close to the source.
Yes.
And the closer he gets, the more this committee is going to act up and go after more of the Trump people. Don't you think that's a logical assumption?
Well, certainly, yeah. Well,
okay.
Yeah, they know it's like you said, it's getting close.
Yeah, so here's where we go. We have got the following people that have been issued subpoenas. Bill Stepien, who was the final manager of Trump's 2020 reelection campaign. Jason Miller, who actually started Getter. A senior advisor to the campaign. Angela McCallum, who was the national executive assistant to the campaign. John Eastman, who was a lawyer who advised the former president. Michael Flynn,
a former national security advisor to Trump who talked with Trump ahead of the insurrection and was exonerated of the debacle they did against him. And I think that sucks they're going after him again. And then Bernie Kerik, of all people, and he's another one. He's another one that was exonerated of the charges against him. He, the committee said that he paid for the hotel rooms that served as command centers ahead of January 6th. These people are making this sound like this was all planned, plotted, and they were going to go out and do and disrupt the Electoral College. And Mike Pence was supposed to do something a certain way. He didn't do it. Otherwise, Trump would have been installed again as president.
Well, right. Well,
that's the conspiracy theory.
That's right. Well, they have to try to make it fit the narrative. And now by using this sort of shotgun approach, we're going to get all these subpoenas out there for these different folks and bring them in and then try to cobble together this narrative, this story that they need to tell in order to try to make it stick. And that tells me, Captain, that they are worried, like you wouldn't believe, about 2022. Virginia alone has now cemented that in their minds, I think. But they're worried, like you wouldn't believe, about 2022 and certainly about 2024. You know, even at these high echelons, it's not that they're stupid. They're trying to create a particular outcome in this country, and they're going to use this January 6th thing in order to try to help that along.
Yeah, and of course the subpoenas come as the panel is working with other close Trump advisors to gain testimony. It's interviewed more than 150 people across the government, social media, law enforcement. They're trying to grab anything they can.
Well, of course, because they need to make that story happen. And they need to head off at the pass, as it were, the idea that Trump can continue to gain in popularity, even if he wouldn't run per se, let's say, just for sake of argument. But Trumpism and the idea that we better start putting things back the way they were, and it's going to be an uphill struggle to do that, given all the damage and the wrecking of the economy, for example, that the Biden administration has been able to accomplish in such a relatively short period of time. But they're trying to head all this off at the pass, thinking that they're going to come out and do the same old Democrat song and dance. We're fighting for you and good union jobs and all that stuff. They don't care.
Well, here's why I say we've got a little tit-for-tat going on here, because the former Congressman Ratliff, who, by the way, was the DNI director, his theory is that Durham is sitting on some other names here, some of the people that he's called, and he's going to get some other people indicted in the mix here. And when he does, that's what they're doing. They're putting pressure against them to back off because, of course, as Dan mentioned earlier, he thought that they were going to get rid of Durham's committee. But they're off in a place by themselves, temporarily anyway. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Millions of Americans could face even higher energy bills this winter if the Biden administration closes a gas and oil pipeline running through Michigan. A group of Midwest lawmakers have warned. Biden has pledged to cut greenhouse gases in half by 2030.
And that's what we can do if we take action to build an economy that's not only more prosperous, but healthier, fairer and cleaner for the entire planet.
Line 5 pipeline could be under threat due to the White House exploring the potential impact on fuel prices in the region. White House Deputy Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said that the administration will not rule out imposing COVID-19 vaccine requirements for domestic travel as the United States lifted its travel ban on non-essential travel for vaccinated air and land travelers on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Case.
Politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. And before we get back to Kyle Warren, I want to tell everybody this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, I've been taking Relief Factor religiously for going on about 6 years now, a little bit more than 6 years, and I can only tell you that it works. I was taking Mobic and I was taking Plexeril and had some side effects to it. I finally decided I had enough of this nonsense. I got rid of it. I started to take a handful of Aleve literally at a time to try to help me with the pain and the swelling I had in my left leg and ankle and all that stuff. And then all of a sudden on the radio, here comes this ad for Relief Factor, just like I'm talking to you right now. And I'm telling you, the natural ingredients that were in there, no more narcotics, no more burning stomach because of all the stuff in the Aleve that I was taking and all that. The natural ingredients of turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 worked for me because it helped support the body's natural response to inflammation, and it lowered or eliminated pain by going straight to the source of the pain. Now, not only did it help me with the pain in my left foot and ankle and knee and hip and back and sometimes shoulder and wrist, I mean, it just helps. It just helps. You get that stuff in your system, and it works. And I take it twice a day, religiously, all the time, 7 days a week. Now, it's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins that your body needs to have anyway. And it supports healthy joints and muscles and helps with the healing process. Now, it only costs $19.95 to get started. That's it, period, $19.95 for the three-week quick start. That'll get you going. And you get it going by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, take a look at the little logo link for the Relief Factor. And while you're over there looking at the website, you'll see all the other great health products that they have to offer, too. Some of them might also work with you and for you. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Get started today. After all you got to lose is pain, right, Kyle?
That's exactly right.
All right. Back to the drawing board. Joe Biden is reportedly considering shutting down another oil pipeline. This made big news yesterday, continued into the night, and we did a little bit more research on this because I talked to my friends up in Michigan that are in the oil and gas business, and they told me that if they do that, it's going to cost Michigan residents a minimum of 25 cents more per gallon for gasoline.
Yeah, and that obviously would have a huge impact. The very fact that they're talking about shutting down the O5 pipeline, this goes from Michigan into Canada, while we're having this huge energy problem in this country and all the inflation is absolutely asinine, Captain. You just can't wrap your head around why they're doing this, or why anybody would do this under the circumstances. We've already seen the Biden administration kill the Keystone pipeline, Keystone XL pipeline. We've already seen the president himself pretty much sort of, you know, just give it up to Saudi Arabia to say, well, maybe they'll give us more oil or something like that. And it's really, really terrible. I mean, I think the people in Michigan especially should be absolutely outraged.
They are pushing the green agenda. That's what this is all about, number one. Number two, they're talking now about electric school buses. There's money in this infrastructure thing for electric school buses to get them out in the school districts. Now, I'm going to tell you something, folks. Driving an electric car is one thing. Driving a school bus, okay, with weight and hills and mountains, driving a truck with weights and hills and mountains, it's a totally different story. You have to have a lot more battery and a lot more juice to make it work. And where in the hell are you going to, if you run out on the road somewhere and all of a sudden your battery's down and you got a school bus full of kids and it's 20 below zero outside in the northern part of the U.S., how's that going to make any sense?
It's not going to make sense. The only thing it makes sense with is for political players to say, look, we're saving the planet. And now we're getting these electric school buses, even if they're not practical. Now, over time, the technology could likely change dramatically, but that's over time. But they're only trying to put these things in to do exactly what you just said, Captain, cater to these different groups, when in reality it's not going to have the kind of impact that, number one, they think it's going to have, and they get some kind of virtue signaling out of it.
Well, that's because they're going to have all these high-quality union jobs.
Well, that's a phrase that I think they just say because that's just something you say at this point. Again, they continue to create the illusion that things that if you just let them do one more thing, all the other things they've done have resulted in this horrible chaos. But just let us do one more thing because that's going to make it better. People aren't buying this, and especially the independents, and I think a lot of Democrats too. Hashtag walk away.
Yeah, and I know of a bus company that's a well-known bus company. I won't mention the name because I'm not going to do that to the people. But they declared bankruptcy probably 15, 20 years ago. And when they came back as a...
As a what?
Non-union company.
Oh, very interesting.
They got rid of the union.
Well, and again, there's a lot of discussion.
Again, this is the game that can't shoot straight, going out there saying, oh, I'm not worried about the truck drivers because they're all union. What a moronic statement to make.
Well, they also don't think, Captain, that they're going to be checked on this. They expect what they say to be written down by the stenographer class of the media and simply transmitted, especially to the young people. And then the young people will say, oh, yeah, all truckers are union. Okay.
All you got to do is go look at the members in the Teamsters Union, which is the truck drivers. That's all you got to do, the Teamsters Union, and then see how many certified CDL licensed truck drivers are out there, and you'll know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, precisely. But the Democrat administration and the Democrat politicians also have, I think, an illusion themselves that somehow everybody that works for it, that works in an industry where they're unionized, that they're automatically going to support every single thing the Democrats say. That's not true anymore.
Now, the proof of vaccination requirement is going to be a strict mandate that takes effect in Los Angeles. Is that true?
That's, well, it's taken effect as of November the 8th. That's right. And so already in Los Angeles County, they're looking at when you come into a restaurant, they have to check your COVID vaccine card. They have to look at your phone.
So they got to ask for your card?
That's right. That's exactly right. Now, one of the local news stations went out and did a little survey. They found that some of these places are not complying necessarily in the way they should. But they're not going to start really enforcing this until about November the 29th. But after that, Captain, if they find that you're not complying, you have too many complaints or too many things that you didn't do right, you could start getting fines of up to $5,000. So for struggling restaurants, now you got to put somebody out there to evaluate and make a judgment call on the vaccine cards, and which is an enormous amount of liability, I'm sure. And by the way, I think this is different than checking someone's ID to see if they're 21, see if they can have a drink or not. That's a kind of a different thing. There are so many fake vaccine cards out there. I think, Captain, this is going to be lawsuits waiting to happen and also confrontations waiting to happen. And who are we going to put out there? A young person who's acting as the host or hostess, and they're going to do what when somebody flies off the handle on this thing?
Did you see Biden yesterday at the White House doing his little thing and he just started rambling?
No, I didn't, as a matter of fact.
He lost track of what he was supposed to be saying and he just started to ramble.
And that's very much like Biden, unfortunately. We're seeing more of that kind of thing happen.
Well,
it's really sad.
Yeah, but, and it's elder abuse.
I'm glad you said that, Captain, because eventually, anybody else in this business, let's just say he wasn't president of the United States. Let's say he was president of XYZ conglomerate company, and he went out and he made these kinds of, and acted like this. Everybody would say, what is he doing as the CEO of XYZ global conglomerate company?
Yeah, let me answer a question here real quick to Fred down there on Fort Lauderdale. Good morning, Fred. He says the illegals deserve something. According to Joe, really? No, they don't. I don't agree with that at all. And he says to me, he says, how does the DOJ have a slush fund of $1 billion with a B? Well, it may be more than that, Fred, because this is the drug money they take in. They get to keep that money and use it for whatever.
That's right. Seized money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. And he says, do you think that this is yet another diversion to shine the light away from the open border onto Trump? Well, of course it is, but it's also a little tit-for-tat stuff because now the Durham investigation is starting to get really close.
And this is a big-time step. This is big leagues.
Yep. This is a competition going back and forth. They're going to try to force one to slow down and the other vice versa. You watch and see if I'm not right and they don't try to get rid of the Durham investigation altogether, which would be a violation of the law because they passed a law for him to be set up the way he is. All right, Kyle, hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. We're going to take a look at the highways and byways all over again.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Youngevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Yeah.
Clearwater Revival rolling down the river. Proud Mary. By the way, were you singing along, Kyle?
I actually was.
Yeah.
I really was.
Yeah, I was going, when they were doing the roll, I was going, rolling down. Rolling down. That's what Ike and Tina Turner used to do. He always did the bass part to that, but anyway,
yep.
It is what it is. And it's too bad. They were a hell of a group, and he just couldn't behave himself, I guess. But anyway, and she's still around doing what she's doing. Okay, let's take a look at the weather, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, and we got stuff out west, don't we?
That's exactly right, Captain. If you want rain, we got rain. We got lots and lots of rain to tell you about. We've got rain in Seattle. We got rain in Portland. We got rain moving across the state of Washington, also across the state of Oregon and mostly the northern part of Oregon. Also at the Snoqualmie Pass, this is I-90, the forecast is going to be for snow on Tuesday, so we're already into Tuesday, so we're going to know that this is going to start happening sooner than later. The most recent report we have says the roadway there is bare, but it's wet, and we're going to have occasional light rain right now, but as I said, it looks like snow is in the offing for Tuesday, so be careful of that. Maybe some more showers on Tuesday night, so be careful if you're going through that area on I-90. So the rain's going to head on over. Of course, now it's also going to be a little south of Boise, Idaho. It's also going to come down near Eugene, also where Richard the Marine is, on the central coast there of Oregon. You've got the rain area and rain happening there. Looks like it might be reading not just cloudy conditions right now, but I'm sure that that's, yes, it still is in the forecast for Tuesday. So, Richard the Marine, be careful. Hope you don't have to build an ark of any kind. It also goes down through Eureka, Redding, into California, down Interstate 5 through Sacramento, San Francisco, San Jose, Fresno, and down towards Bakersfield. So that's going to mean, of course, also California 99. Be careful of that as these storms continue to move eastward. That's what we're seeing tonight, Captain.
Well, we do have the forecast for east of Colorado, east of Wyoming, probably tomorrow sometime, you're going to start to hear about a winter storm developing coming across the east. And it looks like as if it'll be encompassing I-90, I-80, and possibly I-70, staying pretty much in the higher elevations than the central plains until it does whatever it's going to do and whatever it mixes with or whatever. But there is some weather coming, so you guys and gals are headed out that way, especially west of Chicago. You need to understand that you need to make sure you got all the supplies you need to have in case you get caught out there in the highway so that you're not surprised by anything, because that's the worst thing that can happen. Now, we do have some weather, it looks like, along the East Coast. Maybe there's a little residual effect from the system that just went off the coast with the gale warnings and the rain and all that, but I do see what looks like some fog there along the Chesapeake Bay and possibly down there around Cape May, New Jersey, and in Delaware. Also, we do have some windy conditions and maybe a rip current, a tide current going on down there from about Savannah all the way down to Miami. And that is right on top of the coastline, whatever that is right now. Definitely looks like some weather in there is going to make it really rough along the east side of Florida and the east side of Georgia up towards Savannah. So that's where we're at right now. Now, Kyle, tell us about the pilot and Flying J.
All right, folks, don't forget, when you're out on the highways and byways, pull into the Pilot or Flying J, and there, don't forget to join the Drivers Club, because you're going to earn points on all the different things that you purchase at Pilot and Flying J, whether you're getting fuel, whether you're getting supplies, or whether you're stopping in for food. And they've got great food at all these different locations. It varies, but you're going to find something that you like, especially if you're coming in off the road in one of these storms and the cold weather and so forth. They're going to have something hot for you, and you're going to not be sorry that you did. But be sure to join the Drivers Club and download the app as well, the My Rewards Plus app, so you can track your points. Especially as we head towards Christmas time, you can spend those points for anything you want other than fuel at Pilot and Flying J.
Yeah, and the Drivers Club, of course, you always get a free cup of coffee or a cold drink if you get one of those cups, one of those Yeti cups that they have, the Pilot Flying J cups. Those are always free when you go in there, when you go through the fuel island. So there you go. And Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, everybody. And now we're going to go over to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And FoundersCode.com is where you can find her and all the articles she writes. Okay, good morning.
Good morning.
We have an interesting situation developing with the Durham investigation. It's kind of looking to me like as if with the requests for people to testify with the January 6th commission, that maybe there's a little tit-for-tat stuff going on here.
Well, I'm not convinced of that. You're thinking that what Durham is doing, that the 9/11 Commission is going to do, try and up one step them?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. And that's because of what was said yesterday when it came to John Ratcliffe. Talking about what he expects to have happen. That was dynamite stuff when he said he expects more suspects in connection with the origins of the Trump-Russia probe, that this is going to go further up the line. That's what Ratcliffe said.
Yeah, he said that on Sunday in Maria Bartiromo's show.
Mm-hmm.
I do, too, to be honest with you. If you've read any of the indictments...
Oops. You there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, if you read any of the indictments, and then you dropped off.
Oh, if you read any of the indictments, they're telling a story. And let's not forget that he's the one that actually declassified the documents that
right.
Durham is using.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So,
and that's why I think that when he said that, I think we got a little tit for tat stuff going on here, a little politicking, if you want to call it that.
All right. I mean, I don't subscribe to that, but okay. I understand why you would say it, but I'm not particularly buying into that one.
Yeah, that's the way the big boys operate in D.C., unfortunately. And by the way, they've got Michael Flynn they're going to ask to testify again.
Correct. That's the on the January 6th piece, on the Durham piece.
Yep, exactly. And then they think Bernie Kerik may have been the guy that paid for the money to get him into rooms where they could plot their evil deeds. All right, hold on. Coming back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. It is the Tuesday morning edition. Coming up in hour number 4, of course, Ron Edwards, TheRonEdwards.com. Check that out. And we'll be right back with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.